All right, very good. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Brennan Williams, and I will be serving as one of the two development hearing officers for today's meeting. Thank you for joining us. At this time, I'm going to call the meeting to order. It's 9 a.m. on Wednesday, March the excuse me, March, February the 11th, 2026. We're on the record. Before we begin discussing the items that are listed on the agenda today, there are a couple procedural housekeeping issues that we like to go over. The first is that this is a remote or an online hearing wherein all attendees will participate through video or audio conference. We are recording today's meeting, so we ask that participants keep their audio muted and their video or their camera feed off when they are not directly involved in the case that's being heard at that time. We also ask that before any participants begin speaking, they give their name before providing remarks. It just helps us to keep a cleaner record. Next, city staff members are serving as hearing monitors this morning, and we will use the function on Zoom, the chat function on Zoom, to keep everyone updated on the particular agenda item that we are discussing. Participants will also be able to use this chat feature to ask questions of meeting moderators, but please remember that these chat conversations are part of the official record of the hearing, and they are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. So, because of that, we ask that all comments remain relevant to the subject hearing. Next is a reminder for today's applicants. Any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following today's meeting. If plat approval is based on conditions, you'll need to coordinate with the respective city DFT team member to complete any associated steps. Jay Rodenbeck routes the platting materials to the respective DFT members once a final PDF document has been submitted. And in all instances, the city engineer is the last person to sign the plat. Angela Gomez, good morning. She's acting as our hearing monitor today. Ms. Gomez, are there any changes to the agenda this morning?
Yes, I do have two announcements this morning. That the first is for item number 9, PR 2025-020079. The agent has requested a deferral to February 25th. And for item number 12, PR 2021-005863, the agent has requested a deferral to February 25th as well.
All right. Let's take the first request, item number 9. And I see Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand went up. So before we do that, let me jump to you, please.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I also want to note that we requested a withdrawal request by email for item number 7, PR 2018-001681 this morning from the agent for the application, which I forwarded to you. So just want to note that there, when you have a withdrawal request from the applicant, you don't need to formally approve the withdrawal request. The request is already made by the applicant. But they're going to be applying for a different application type for the request, for a corrected application type for the request. So just want to note that as well. Number
Okay,
7.
thank you. Thank you. Let's deal with item number 1, the deferral first. Item number 9, are there any members of the public that are interested in item number 9? Again, there's been a request for a deferral from today's meeting to the meeting on February the 25th. And item number 9 is PR 2025-020079. Okay, I'm not hearing any questions about that from members of the public. Based on that, I will defer as requested. Item number 9, PR 2025-020079, to the February 25th DHO meeting. There was also a request for a deferral for item number 12. That is PR 2021-005863. Any members of the public joining us today with questions about the deferral request for item number 12? Okay, as requested, I will defer item 12, PR 2021-005863, to the February 25th DHO meeting. And then, as was announced by Mr. Rodenbeck, item number 7 on today's agenda, which is PR 2020. Excuse me, PR 2018-001681, That matter has been withdrawn by the applicant and will result in a future application that obviously will be advertised once that comes in. All right.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead, sir.
The applicant for item number 12, PR 2021-0058-63, I believe they requested a deferral to March 25th, not February 25th.
Okay, yes, thank you. I appreciate that. I'd written it down, but I assumed I wrote it down incorrectly. So, yeah, let me go back to item number 12, PR 2021-0058-63. Amend that deferral. We'll still defer it, but it won't be scheduled for the February 25th DHO meeting. It will be the March 25th DHO meeting. Thank you for that, Mr. Rodenbeck. All right. That will conclude, or that will finalize the agenda with those changes. So now that we have an updated agenda for today's meeting, I'd like to address any members of the general public that are interested in speaking on a particular item that's listed on the agenda. For all cases, we begin by hearing from the applicant or the applicant's agent. We give them an opportunity to explain their request. Following their introductory statements, we announce that comments from the public will be taken at that time. You can let us know of your intention to testify by either using the Raise Your Hand Zoom feature, which is located toward the bottom of your screen, or by simply waving your hand in front of the screen, as I'm doing here, to announce your intention to participate or to testify. If you're participating in the meeting today over the telephone, you can press star 9 on your keypad and just let us know again of your intention to testify, and we'll give you an opportunity to do so. Please note that we welcome and appreciate public comment on all of today's items, but testimony should be pertinent to the request and be provided in a respectful, professional manner. Participants causing a disruption to today's meeting will be removed from the hearing. In the unlikely event that we experience technical issues during the hearing this morning, we will conclude the hearing and resume again at 1 o'clock this afternoon using the same Zoom link and telephone number that's been provided on the agenda today. Finally, as we get ready to begin, I would like to read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The Development Hearing Officer, DHO, was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. In considering all applications today, the DHO and members of the DFT apply the standards and requirements of the IDO and the City's Development Process Manual when reviewing today's applications. All right, that concludes all of our introductory statements. Let's begin with the first item on today's agenda. That's item number one, PR 2024-010885, includes the following associated applications: DHO waiver 2025-00039, DHO waiver application 2025-00038, DHO waiver application 2025-00037, vacation request 2025-00067, vacation request 2025-00068, vacation application request 2025-00069, and a major plat application 2025-00021. Bohannon Houston Incorporated, Kelly Klein and Kimberly Legan, agents for TA Land Company, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract A1C, Salazar Family Trust et al., zoned R1A, located between Unser Boulevard Southwest and 98th Street Southwest, containing approximately 55 acres in area. I see Ms. Klein with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in, and if you'll begin by giving us your name and mailing address for the record, please. You swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Thank you so much. Name and address, please.
Kelly Klein, Bohannon, Houston, 7500 Jefferson Northeast.
Thank you, Ms. Klein. Tell us about your proposal, please.
Yeah, so we're back again. This is our TA land subdivision project. We are looking to subdivide tract one of the TA lands into 283 lots for single family development. We applied for the waivers that were listed on there, and we realized that there's the bulk land plat that still needs to be recorded. That's within the city's hands right now trying to get signatures. And so what we're looking for at this point in time is the opportunity to come off the DHO schedule so that and then work behind the scenes to get this plenary plat approved through the signed infrastructure list while the DA while the bulk land plat is officially being routed through the city and then finally recorded.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Klein, is there anyone else that will be providing testimony this morning or at this time?
I believe the owner Brian Patterson may be on, and he is on, and he may be speaking as well.
Okay, Mr. Patterson, I'll wait to see if you jump in, but I just want to make sure I acknowledged or set up the fact that that you're here as well. So good morning. Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand is up, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I can be sworn in here to offer testimony.
Thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Go
Thank you,
ahead.
sir. This is Jay Rodenbach. I just want to explain staff's position regarding the bulk land plat. Mr. Beazar, I think, is jumping into the meeting to come in here as well. Staff's position that we feel very strongly that we need a recorded bulk land plat. We'll be happy to go over comments, remaining comments with the applicant's team and square away with them. You know what has been, you know what comments have been addressed, like from a MAFCA, for example, and what still remain with the preliminary plat. But staff feels very strongly that because the preliminary plat is based on the bulk land plat, we need that bulk land plat finalized, which means being recorded. And I conferred yesterday with the applicant's team regarding maybe having some flexibility about moving this case to the end of the agenda. We're going to probably have a fairly lengthy meeting today and seeing if they have the ability to, get, they know they need a HSDXF file on their bulk land plat. That could come this morning. As soon as that happens, I can sign for planning. I'll note that we are missing my signature, the Water Authority signature, that's David Gutierrez, and Shahab Beazar, city engineer. And of course, Shahab can't sign the plat until the rest of us do. My signature is just pending on the HSDXF file. It's my understanding the applicant's team has sent that the materials to our Aegis office, the DXF file approval. I'm just, I want to make that clear that that's staff's position regarding the recorded bulk land plat and its connection with this current preliminary plat request. And I defer to the city engineer if he wants to jump in as well.
Good, Mr. Beazar, good morning. Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Again, this is Shahab Beazar, city engineer. So let me just pause this. Let me look into open this real quick. So if you are making a decision on a boundary that it's we don't, so let me just understand this one right now. In order for us to move forward, we need a bulk land plat. We need a legal boundary established before we make a final decision on this case. So right now, if the bulk land is not recorded, then we don't have a legal boundary that we are deciding on. So I think that's what the staff are saying, that needs to be established before moving forward on any decision on this piece of property.
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. Absolutely understand that. I guess what we're requesting is the potential to, we're working to get this bulk land plat recorded. Our ultimate goal is just to get off the DHO agenda for next week. But you would have the infrastructure list as sort of the hammer to hold the bulk land plat accountable to being recorded, and then the ability to sign the infrastructure list at the time that the bulk land plat is recorded, then would enable us to sort of get off this DHO agenda and move forward with the getting this platting action approved.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar again. So legally, I don't know if that's doable, but I mean, we could always get advice of our legal counsel. But like I said, we're trying to make a decision on a boundary that is not established yet. I mean, that's our dilemma as far as the staff are concerned. And and that's all I have to say right now.
So, sorry to interject here, Kelly. How much longer can you give me a guess or an estimate as to when the bulk land plat might be recorded, as indicated by Mr. Buzar?
We can work towards trying to get it recorded today. It's going to be a tough climb to get it today. It's in, as Jay mentioned, it is in the city's hands right now. He's also waiting for the DXF approval from us. So it's just a matter of everything coming together at the right time today for us to be moved to the end of the agenda, if that were to be the case. It's maybe a 50-50 shot for today that we could get it recorded, but it's certainly in the process. It's just, I would anticipate at least the end of this week we could potentially, for sure, get it recorded. If we could shoot for today, that would be a best case scenario at this point in time, and a lot of an unknown.
Sure, understood. I see Mr. Patterson has his hand up. Brian, let me swear you in and then have you give us your name and address for the record, okay? Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide this morning will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you
Brian
so much.
Patterson. Brian Patterson, Titan Development, 6300 Riverside Plaza, Suite 200. So, yes, we are okay if we need to defer for 2 weeks to the next hearing for final approval. I would still like to go through any additional comments from agencies. But yes, we should have everything today, but we do have a little bit of time on our side with this project. So, no need to jump through any legal hoops to push this thing forward on our end.
Okay, Mr.
Thank
Patterson,
you,
thank you
Brian.
so much. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see your hand went up as well. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hirnosser, and thanks for your response, Brian and Kelly. I just want to note, Mr. Hirnosser, that we have additional commenting agency here for this one, AMAFCA. Jared Romero's here too, so might
Okay.
want to ask for him to if he has any comments.
Sure, much appreciated. So let me just ask. I just want to make sure, and I don't want to put pressure on anybody. Is the preference at this point, and I'm not making a decision yet, is the preference to bump this item? I know we're going to hear comments, but Kelly and city staff, would we have enough time if we bump it to the end of the agenda to have it addressed, or are we just looking at the 25th, February 25th?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Yazar. So it's almost, I mean, by bumping it to the end of the agenda, I don't think that's still going to get us to the finish
Okay.
line because we need a recorded plat in order to make any, as far as staff is concerned, to make any final decisions on this one. So at the, I think and as Brian mentioned that it's okay, we're wanting to probably make, or ask you to make final decisions at the next hearing,
Okay.
but go through the staff's comments and try to address those at this point.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Buzar. I didn't think it was possible, but I just wanted to make sure I wasn't, technology hasn't improved considerably or something along those lines, and I just wasn't aware of that.
Hirnosser, this is Jay Rodenbeck. When we
Go
had
ahead.
that discussion yesterday, between me and the applicant's team, I was thinking that maybe the agent's DXF file could be approved yesterday, and David Gutierrez, if he was able to sign, and Shahab was able to sign as an engineer by the end of the day, we might have a shot at them going to the county this morning and working on it while the rest of the cases are being heard. But again, I would concur with Mr. Beazar that, it'd be a very tall order, very long shot to get that recorded before we came back to them in the hearing today.
Sure.
So I would
Understood.
concur. Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. Go ahead, Ms. Klein. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is Kelly Klein again, and I just want to thank staff for all the conversations we had last week trying to get through this and, working with us, and for providing the comments this morning. And looks like we'll try to defer, but if we could hear the comments, that would be appreciated. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Klein. Appreciate that. Before I jump to any members, excuse me, before I jump to DFT. Members, let me ask if there are any members of the general public that would like to provide testimony or have questions about item number one, PR 2024-010885. Any members of the public for item number one? I'm not seeing anyone. Last call. Any members of the public for item number one? All right, let's jump to DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with you with the Water Authority. Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much, David. Go ahead.
So for the first three, the waivers, no objections. Also the vacations, no objections. The plat, pro rata has been paid. So my written comments stated that it needed to be paid still. That has been done. So that comment goes away. Of course, we'll need a updated infrastructure list to make sure it's all accurate prior to signing off. And then the financial guarantee in place. So there are some minor things with the infrastructure list. If you want to touch base, Kelly, we can do that outside of the meeting and just coordinate some minor updates that need to take place before we sign off on that as well. That's all I have.
Thank you, David. Well, I'll touch base with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Let's do code enforcement next. Mr. Rodenbeck, is that you or someone else?
This is Jay Rodenbeck.
Marcelo Ibarra.
Okay, good. Good morning, Marcelo. Mr. Ibarra, you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this request.
Okay, thank you. Is there a member of Parks and Rec with us this morning?
This is Kelly Klein. If there is not, I can testify that we did coordinate with them and sent them the exhibit they requested and have a signed email saying that they are good with the response to their question. I submitted that via email and I believe on ABQ plan as well. So it should be part of the record.
Okay.
Mr. Hirnosser, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I can read off any comments that they have.
Sure. Go ahead, Mr. Rodenbeck.
1 second here. Sorry. All right. So this is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. Going over their memo comments, they state that they have no objections to the requested actions, and they have a condition for the final plat, which is to clarify with detail the proximity of the existing trail with VAC 2025-00067. There must be a minimum 3-foot buffer from private property lines to the existing trail. Mr. Hirnosser, will planning staff maybe need to discuss this with this particular comment with Parks and Recreation staff, as we really need to make sure that as much as possible the preliminary plat matches up with the final plat. But that concludes their comments.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. I appreciate that. Let's see. Hydrology will be next. There he is. Mr. Chin, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please. What are hydrology comments?
Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of December 5th, 2025. Hydrology has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Mr. Armijo, good morning. Let's do transportation next, please. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're providing this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. We have no objections to any of the waivers or vacations and no objection to the plat.
Okay. Thank you. Where did he go? Mr. Romero, good morning, sir. Let me swear you in, and then I'll give you an opportunity to provide a MAFCA comments, okay? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth? Jared, we can't hear you. I see your lips moving, but I can't hear what you're saying.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Looks like
Yes,
Mr.
sir.
Romero is not on mute. Looks like he's just having audio issues, maybe.
Oh.
He's not on mute, though.
So, for the record, thank you, Mr. Romero. Mr. Romero has provided a comment in the chat box, which reads, "AMAFCA has no adverse comments on the preliminary plat. Below are AMAFCA's conditions of approval. AMAFCA will not sign any subdivision plat until the required POMAR for the subdivision is approved by FEMA. A public drainage easement needs to be granted for Zone A floodplain as currently effective and/or as revised by the required POMAR/LOMAR to the floodplain administrator and NFIP community. For this plat, AMAFCA will defer its requirement to the City of Albuquerque. Public drainage easements and covenants are required for the ponds and storm drain. AMAFCA will require proof of the proposed paper easement for each pond that will be maintained by the HOA prior to subdivision plat signature. AMAFCA will require a LOMAR to be completed and included on an infrastructure list. The financial guarantee for the LOMAR should not be released prior to approval of the LOMAR by FEMA. Said infrastructure list must be reviewed and approved by AMAFCA." Thank you, Mr. Romero. Ms. Klein or Mr. Patterson, any questions about AMAFCA's comments there?
This is Kelly Klein with Mahan in Houston. No, we're familiar with those and are working with AMAFCA. I think we don't have any questions at this time.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Klein. I appreciate that.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I apologize for that. Thank you, Brennan, for reading off AMAFCA's comments. And I just want to reaffirm that on the bulk land plat, the
Thank you.
property purchase from AMAFCA to the applicant has gone through, so there should be no additional delays from AMAFCA on the bulk land plat.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Romero. Appreciate that. Let's see. Planning comments will be next. Mr. Ibarra, are we back to you on that?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Go ahead. Just a reminder, you're still under oath.
Correct. Thank you. My comments remain from last time that I covered them. First of all, we'll be providing documentation and demonstrating City Council approval for the zone change. I'm not sure where they're at on that one. Also, adjust the general ones, which is the project and application numbers must be added to the plat and infrastructure list. I know they're currently working on getting the DXF file. I know that the date of the DHO approval needed to be recorded on the plat. Nothing else major on this one, just to confirm that the bulk plat gets recorded at the very end. And that is all the end of my comments.
Mr. Ibarra, thank you. Ms. Klein, any questions about his comments there?
Yeah, it's just one quick question, please. This is Kelly Klein with Mahan in Houston. As far as the zone change, proof of zone change, I believe that was sent to the city staff. So are you is this just a reiteration of the prior comments? Did you receive that or do we need to
Correct. I
resend?
haven't seen it, but I'll look for it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And I'll get with you. Okay, sure.
Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand's up. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Kelly, did you send us a zoning, the certificate of zoning, the zoning certificate? Because that's the official document that you get for a zone change from the city.
I think what we sent was a signed document from the city. I'll go back and check my records then to make sure we're sending what you need.
Okay, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Kelly, you're probably referring to the notice of decision. Maybe you're referring to the zoning certificate. I just know that the official file document for a zoning map amendment is a zoning certificate,
Okay.
which I believe we need to have that. And we can, that's something that, I mean, the action's already been completed. We're past the appeal period for the zoning map amendment. But I think as a final document, we need that certificate.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Kelly.
Right. Did I miss anybody agency-wise? I think I got everybody. Okay. Ms. Klein, any, or Mr. Patterson, any closing or concluding remarks on this matter?
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. No, I just want to thank the staff for working with us and, trying to get this bulk land plat recorded and doing everything that we can to kind of push it forward. I appreciate the staff comments, and we'll get these addressed and hopefully get it approved at the next DHL hearing.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ms. Klein. Mr. Runbeck, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador Kelly and Brian. Just wanted to let you know, I get copied in the messages from our Aegis office when the DXF file gets approved. So, like I said before, as soon as I get proof of that approval, whether it's from you guys directly or from you guys or directly from Aegis, I'll sign the bulk land plat planning.
Thank you.
All right, thank you to everybody on this. Appreciate the cooperation and the coordination. So as requested, we will take item number one, which is PR 2024-010885, three DHO waivers, 2025-0039, 0038, 0037, three vacation requests, 2025-00067, 00068, 0069, and the major plat application 2025-00021. We will defer those items to the February 25th DHO meeting. Ms. Klein, Mr. Patterson, thank you for your participation this morning.
Thank you.